Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional for Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawa. Today is Friday, January 21st, and the topic of our devotional this morning is a new creature. Our text is taken from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Pastor Chris says, in some Bible versions, the underlying portion in our opening verse is rendered a new creation. It's however better rendered through the King James as a new creature. Why? It's because the emphasis isn't on the creation of a new man in Christ. Rather, it's on the being. He's a new creature, a new species that never existed before. It's like seeing a strange animal pass by and you wonder, what kind of creature was that? You couldn't really make out what it was. It wasn't like anything you've ever seen. When you're born again, that's what it is. Recall the words of Jesus in John chapter 3 verse 8. As he discussed the subject of being born again, he said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You're a different type of being. Something actually transpired in the realm of the Spirit when you were born again. Your human life with which you came from your mother and father was supplanted by the divine life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the reality. It's an actual birth, a true recreation of the human spirit. The Bible says, of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. First fruit means the first and the best. Titus chapter 3 verse 5 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Colossians chapter 3 verses 10 and 11 describes this new creation as renewed in knowledge after the image of God that created him. See yourself the way God sees you. You are peculiar, royal, excellent, and full of glory. You're the only one of you that God has ever had and will ever have. So, be your best and leave your best for God. Glory to God. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for making me a peculiar treasure separated unto you to bring you glory. I walk in the reality of your word today and declare that by the power of your Spirit, I'll fulfill your purpose for my life to the glory and praise of your name. Amen. For further study, please read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 from the Amplified and Titus chapter 2 verses 13 and 14. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, see yourself the way God sees you. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolaridge.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolaridge.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is BB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.